The weather's definitely warmed up another notch, if you haven't noticed. So if you're looking for something local and easygoing to enjoy in the next few weeks, we have some ideas. Some of you can be a great chance to slow down a little and maybe take a moment to enjoy the simpler pleasures in your local areas. This week we have another sampler of ideas, this time for enjoying the great outdoors right on your own doorsteps in the burbs of Sydney. We're swinging through Sydney from north to south today in the Hills District. Turkey's Nest Reserve on Tambourine Drive in Beaumont Hills is a local favourite for a quick walk with your dog, a sunset picnic, or an afternoon on the play equipment. There's a lookout at the top of the hill, and the pond in the middle is home to a variety of birds. And if you're lucky, you might even spot a brush turkey. The reserve is always open, though it does have limited parking. In the heart of Sydney is the Parramatta Riverwalk. This is a series of linked trails with two options, one that begins on the northern side of the river at Woolwich and the other on the southern side at Birchgrove. Both end in Parramatta and give you a fascinating look at Sydney's main river. You can stroll as short or as long a distance as you choose, or ease your feet by hopping on a river ferry for a bit before hopping off and continuing your stroll. As an added treat, there are plenty of local cafes and eateries along the way in case all that walking builds up an appetite. Further south, along the Cooks River from Canterbury to Walleye Creek, is another collection of linked parks and trails with good cycling options as well as walks. On the north side, the Ramble from Canterbury along the Waterside Trail past the old sugar mill to Steel Park in Marrickville. And on the south side, check out Great Riverbank Regeneration at Cup and Saucer Creek in Canterbury. Then stroll the trail that links Beeman Park in Earlwood with Gough Whitnam Park at Tempe, right at the end at Walleye Creek. Enjoy a bit of plane spotting at the really big birds at the airport. Finally, the Sydney region is blessed with over 50 national parks scattered throughout and through it, and a surprising number right there in suburbia. Check out the National Parks website for bushland walks in your local area. It's a great way to enjoy your neighbourhood. I got a little bit of insider knowledge from Cam Woods this morning on his way out. Apparently the Greenway is finally going to be opening up in the next couple of weeks. So if you're in that area, I believe it was Dulwich Hill area, keep an eye out, because that Greenway walk might be opening up soon, which will allow you to do some lovely strolling and getting back into nature over the summer period. We are going to add a health and safety note as well. As we're always with outdoor activities, especially around the bush and water, exercise care and common sense. Always wear appropriate clothes and shoes, wear sun protection and carry plenty of drinking water. Keep a close eye on weather conditions, pay attention to warnings, and have a reliable way to call for help. That's just the taste of what you can enjoy in the outdoors close to home, and your local council and community group websites and socials will have more tips on local places you may not have thought of. We'll have all the links to this week's guides on our website and to New South Wales Health. This one always tongue ties me. And to New South Wales Health's Healthy Summer Safe Summer Guide. I mucked it up again. Let me try that one more time. And to New South Wales Health's Healthy Safe Summer Guide, next week we'll share some of our favourite local art outings activities around Sydney. So stay tuned for that one.